Ethanol's Positive Impact. Welcome and hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. While recent projections of ethanol production are below previous forecasts, producers of late have seen higher net returns. The USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Estimated U.S. corn supply use for ethanol is expected to increase over 14% from last year. However, there are two trends within this to take note of, that according to USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber. First, there are lower projections of ethanol production as blends for gasoline.
There's no question, compared to where we were 2 years ago, we were forecasting a large increase in gasoline consumption. I say we, that is the Energy Information Administration. Numbers out of DOE were showing very, very strong growth. With the recession, those numbers collapsed. Last year, I think EIA was expecting a bit more rapid recovery than what we've seen. But again, those numbers are anticipated to increase and will increase over the next 10 years. There's no question about that.
Glauber says, however, renewable fuel standard mandates will continue to drive demand. And in fact, for producers, some good news.
We are seeing positive returns again, and those have actually been increasing over the last couple of months. As far as ethanol production is concerned, I think there are profits back in the producing of ethanol, and that's all good news.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Here in Tennessee, this is the second year of operation of the Green Plains Obion ethanol plant in Obion County, and corn farmers around there are seeing a whole new market for their grain. Producer Mike Hampton.
I don't know just how many bushels of grain goes into the ethanol plant in Obion during the fall, but I do know that most stored grain in the winter will end up going to the ethanol plant. And we've watched our bases improve greatly. And so far, it's been a major factor in marketing grain for us.
Green Plains Obion is producing about 110 million gallons of ethanol a year, and that's making a positive impact for our farmers. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.